Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Six zero three two eight three sixty one sixty. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
And coming up, still we got a poll that amazingly showing a majority of Americans calling the FBI Biden's Gestapo.
It's kind of an interesting thing for a poll. It's like, does it say, what is the FBI, good guys or A, good guys, but B, Biden's Gestapo. Yeah. Something like, how did they get that from a poll?
I'll see if I can find the actual question. I've got an RT report on it, but they do link to the Rasmussen published, or the Rasmussen article, which is, that's a polling company that did this, so I'll dig a little deeper. But meanwhile, you've got an update for us, Matt. You've been following closely the situation with the Supreme Court rulings recently.
Well, I've been trying.
And the guns out there, you said you've been overwhelmed, though.
There's a lot going on right now in the Second Amendment world with the highest levels of legal land.
All good or some bad?
It's been overwhelmingly good and interesting, really. But good and good.
Okay, so last I heard was that there was the decision from the Supreme Court several weeks ago, a couple months or whatever it was now, that said that states like New York and others that had Illinois, states that had restrictions as far as not shall issue states, right? They had may issue states. That's not legal.
Correct.
That was basically overturned. Yep. Now they have to be shall issue.
But that doesn't matter because the states aren't following those rules anyway, which is why it's not so good. And I mean, or in a way it is good because that just shows us that no matter how much they tell us government works, it doesn't work.
But you mentioned to me off the air that there was something else about magazines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
was there a separate case or was that all the same?
No, there's a whole bunch of cases going on. Okay. It's interesting. It looks like the Supreme Court intentionally lined up a bunch of 2A cases on purpose in Second Amendment cases in a very specific order so that one would impact the next as they went down the line. And apparently Clarence Thomas is a huge gun nut. I never knew that. But he keeps writing opinions that are very glaringly clear. And one of the things that has come out is that the Supreme Court does not want that these regulatory agencies use what's called a tiered approach. So if this is a danger to society, then we can ban it here. So there's a case in Minnesota right now that that's refusing to follow the Supreme Court's latest findings. And they're saying, well, these people were carrying their guns at a state fair, and that's a sensitive place. So what the Supreme Court just got done saying is you can't just go calling everywhere a sensitive place. And here you are saying that a state fair is a sensitive place. It's not a federal building or a court or a, you know, whatever school or whatever other type of sensitive place that people might agree with. And even those are questionable. Should those be non-gun carrying places?
Yeah.
So this court in Minnesota, federal court in Minnesota, just seemingly didn't care what the Supreme Court, their bosses, just got done saying a week before.
And what could really happen to them? And that's the thing I pointed out about these court cases before. People celebrate from the rooftops whenever the Supreme Court makes a big decision, and it's like, it doesn't actually matter.
It doesn't.
And we've seen this in the police.
If government worked, it would matter, but government doesn't work.
We've seen this with the police, for instance, where it seems to happen again and again. Somebody flips the bird to a cop. Cop arrests them, or they say F you, or they drive by and they play F the police. Some sort of insulting thing is done towards some sort of speech or, you know, a sign, which is, a speech, using your fingers to express yourself, is done towards a cop. Cop gets mad. Cops arrest the person. it goes all the way up to the Supreme, you know, however high it needs to go before finally appeals or Supreme or whatever overturns it and says, look, cops, you can't do this.
They You're keep not doing it.
And they keep doing it because there's no punishment for them for this.
Right.
In the same way, if a federal circuit court judge ignores completely or reinterprets in his own viewpoint what the Supreme Court says.
Exactly.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
Now, there is remedy for that. There is action that can be taken, but...
Will you take him off the bench?
Oh, for judges, I don't know.
That's
but
what
for
I'm
the,
saying.
For
what
the
happens
cops,
to him?
No, well, yeah, for the judges, basically not. I mean, there might be some kind of judiciary review board. I mean, I know that in New York State, it's basically like... It's judges in New York State do not want to have a strike against them on their record for even being investigated by the New York State Judicial Review Board.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a weapon that you can use against judges, in at least in New York, they don't want to have a legacy of having been investigated by the Judicial Review Board in New York State. So there might be something, and I don't think all states have such things like that, but this one, I mean. This could come down to a deprivation of rights under law kind of lawsuit, but can you file that against the judge? No, I don't think so. You'd probably be pretty well off if you were to file it against the cops who are prosecuting the case in the first place.
Qualified immunity.
Well, deprivation of rights under color of law doesn't really give
Maybe you'd have a chance if you could somehow not get the case thrown out for whatever zillion different motions to dismiss that they would file.
Right. Yeah, and
it's
another,
very hard to get these people held responsible.
It's almost impossible. They're basically immune from the law.
Basically, a Supreme Court decision is nothing more than
an opinion.
It's nothing more than an arrow in a legal quiver. That's all it is. It just allows you to file one of these cases and shoot that arrow and say, well, in the case of blah, 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 ruled in the summer of 2022, the court said this. And then that judge gets to make an opinion about what the court said. And if you don't like the judge's opinion about what the court said, you got to go to the Court of Appeals. And then they get to have an opinion about what the court said. And then if you don't like that, you get to go back to the very same court if you've, you know, not exhausted your funds that you have available, because this is not a cheap thing
to
do.
For your time.
Right.
Or your time. Right now, it's 10 years later, or however long it takes to get through this system.
Yeah. And in another case, there's, you know, the 80% lower thing is also a huge hot button issue in the Supreme Court, or was just until recently. And it doesn't really matter because the ATF keeps on calling these 80% lowers firearms when
machine
they're specifically
guns.
Not firearms. They're not.
What happened with the magazine thing?
Though? The magazine thing, that was in the Pacific Northwest where... So it's interesting. This is very convoluted because there's a whole bunch of different legal cases coming together just in kind of a perfect storm. So there's a magazine ban in California, right? And
total?
It's over X amount of, you know. And
10,
they can't be removed. It can't be possible to remove them with the push of a button or whatever, you know.
What? What are you supposed to do?
Exactly. Well, they know that.
Yeah.
That's that
you have to put in a 3-digit code to remove the damn thing?
Well, I think with a pistol, if you were to have to lock a magazine into a pistol permanently, you'd have to take off the slide and then load the magazine from the top of the pistol and then put the gun back together.
What if you need to defend yourself and you ran
tough.
Out of...
Don't live in California.
Tough. Don't live in California.
Yeah.
Period. So, interestingly, in another case, the ATF was forced to admit that they have no power to regulate parts.
Hmm.
Which is interesting because in another case the ATF is pushing, they are trying to ban 80% lowers, which are just
piece of metal
parts.
Yeah.
If that, they're not even parts at this point. They're a hunk of metal or a hunk of plastic, and they're doing whatever they can. But the Supreme Court has stated very clearly that the two-step approach is gone. They can't say, well, if this is a danger to society, then we can, you know, if this and that, then we can ban or regulate. The ATF's just changing definitions of nouns.
Right.
You know? And,
well, didn't they arrest somebody for just printing up a diagram, basically?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a great case. And that's about to get dropped, from what I understand.
That'd be good news.
Yeah, the lightning link.
Remember the term for it. It's just basically this piece of metal.
Yeah, it was a drawing on a piece of metal.
That you could then turn into a piece of metal.
If you wanted to cut out the drawing.
But they called the thing that you would cut out of the drawing a machine gun.
A machine gun. Right.
So that's how they're trying to get around it.
They call the whole drawing a machine gun.
That's how they're trying to get around it. They're trying to say, well, that's not a part.
Yeah, they're
dirtbags.
They're
awful.
Ridiculous.
The number is 603-283-6160.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. happen here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on cities and or states or judges ignoring the Supreme Court rulings on gun freedom that have been coming out this summer. Matt's been giving us a rundown because it's been more than just the big one about the carrying permits. Apparently, they also overturned magazine restrictions, which is a big deal. Like, they completely overturned them?
Yeah, well, there's nothing that... what they said was basically that in order to ban a thing, they have to... The banning agency has to prove they can no longer use a two-tiered... They call it a two-step or a two-tiered approach to decide whether or not a thing should be banned. They have to find out whether their ban would be supported by... history and tradition. So basically, if the government in 1791 wasn't banning parts of guns, then they cannot now be banning parts of guns.
But yet, California...
Oh, they're going to do it whether they like it or not. So the ATF, and it's not even California, the federal government has come down. The ATF has raided threatened to raid a couple of places, one of which JSD Supply. Check him out, jsdsupply.com, owned by a great libertarian dude. Major, he has changed from, he's agreed to their threats and refused to sell any 80% lowers that aren't serialized for the time being.
Damn.
Until the court case gets, you know, the court cases are all moving. There's more than just his in the works right now. So what he's done is put up a bunch of files for 3D printed stuff in the meantime. So if you ever want to download some 3D printed gun files, you can go to JSD Supply and get them there.
And the ATF's trying to come after those people,
yeah,
too, right? 3D printing advocates and things like that.
Yeah.
We can continue that discussion here, but we do actually have Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Matt, and Bonnie.
Oh, yes. I just want to know that our New Mexico Supreme Court has decided to give the undocumented, the illegal lawyers to perform equally the same as the regular lawyers with citizenship.
Nice.
Huh. That's great news.
Well, I'm kind of completely baffled because I never knew that you could go to college. They actually have graduates from UNM with law licenses, and they're illegal. They don't have any green card. They're staying illegal, and supposedly this is our state. This is what we're so proud about in New Mexico because we allow this.
And I think that's so great that people can come from another country, put effort into going to law school, unlike like the majority of Americans don't put it, like a whole bunch of effort into their jobs. Like people who go to like law school, it takes a lot of work, and then start working without being inhibited in New Mexico.
Now, is this people don't have to, if they're, are we talking about people who are illegal immigrants acting as lawyers in courtrooms?
Well, that's what Sarah said, but according to the story here at MSN, this is from the Las Cruces Sun News, posted yesterday, beginning in October, after a ruling from New Mexico's Supreme Court, adults who are not U.S. citizens will be permitted to practice law in New Mexico under a rule change.
So that's without a law license? They couldn't get
a law license? No, they do have. They have an actual. They pass the bar exam. They have a law degree.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's just people who aren't citizens.
So I'm wondering if people who pass the bar in foreign countries would also be able to.
I think you have to pass the New Mexico bar.
The New Mexico bar.
Yeah. Which, by the way, this is only a baby step in the right direction.
Yeah.
The best thing to do, the true pro freedom step, would be to abolish any requirement that someone would have to be a member of the bar in order to, quote unquote, practice law.
Yeah.
If I want to hire somebody who's a total amateur, somebody who has no law license, has never been to law school.
Jay Noon.
Yeah, that's who I thought
example.
Too.
Yeah. Somebody that has done their own research and they've got maybe they even have a track record, right? Like they've represented other people in court. I should be free to make that choice. And sadly, I don't know if there's any state in the United States that is not completely dominated by the Bar Association. What do you think about that, Sarah?
Well, I guess so, but sometimes you can represent yourself. You know, I mean,
that's fine and all, but most people don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to be able to represent themselves. Have you ever been to court, Sarah?
No, I never have.
You're very fortunate to have spent your whole life without ever having
and she's never been hit by a car.
Yeah, you know what? She's 22 years a pedestrian, never been hit by a car, not even once.
That's true. And never been to court. Well, that's pretty amazing.
It's probably a correlation there.
But you know what's funny is that I've heard about before, like, they were going to give scholarship to the illegals to go to UNM, and I had a big, like a question mark in my head. It's like, what are they talking about? Well, now I know what they're talking about. Obviously, these scholarships were helping to pay for these illegal undocumented to get law license. And now they could, what it is that they were limited in their ability to represent. Now they have full in state of New Mexico to represent as equally as a regular lawyer that are citizens. So, you know, welcome to New Mexico. And, you know, our state used to give...
So are you happy about this or not?
No, she sounds upset.
No, I mean, I don't know if I'm happy or not happy, but I'm just, like, baffled. I mean, I can't believe that this is what's going on. I mean, we have strange things going on in our state, like 9 months...
Why is it so confusing? They just said if you... All they said was... If you have a law license, but you're not a U.S. citizen, you can still represent somebody in the New Mexican court system.
Well, she called people who are U.S. citizens normal people, so she obviously has some kind of
issue
with
people. And she uses the
people.
Term illegal as well, which suggests she might be a little bit bigoted.
No, but how did they get scholarship to go to UNM?
I don't know about that. I don't live there. I have
no
idea.
They probably filled out some paperwork and the university gave them a scholarship.
I mean, it's a leftist state, so it wouldn't surprise me if they give out scholarships like candy. I that's all I got for you.
The same with the 9-month abortion thing she just mentioned. That's an extreme left wing thing. Sarah's a communist. She should really love this stuff.
Right? That's why it's confusing to me.
Well,
I guess they can be bigots too.
The other step they could take to make this even better is just make it to where you don't need a Social Security number to work any job. And
I
then
agree.
Suddenly nobody would be able to complain saying illegal immigrants are coming here and getting on welfare. That just doesn't actually happen. White people are on more welfare than any other group, and it's hard to
I'm
get
sure
on
it
welfare.
Happens. I mean,
it doesn't happen
it
in some
happens.
Kind of rate bigger than other races.
Sure.
And
that's true.
People wouldn't have that to complain about anymore because these people who wouldn't leave their beautiful countries with their 100 member families to go sit on a couch and eat Cheetos like you, Sarah, and be on welfare. These people actually want to like make their lives better. And if New Mexico and all states stopped inhibiting people from doing that, nobody would be able to complain.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I do appreciate her bringing the story to our attention. Anything that loosens up the rules on representation in court is good because the lawyer business, the lawyer industrial complex, if you will, is a very closed loop system. Yep. It's a very small circle.
And the
people.
More lawyers you have, the lower prices they're going to be.
That's correct.
And more competition.
And a small state like, I mean, New Mexico is physically large, but it doesn't have a lot of population. In a low population state, every lawyer knows every other lawyer,
yep.
and it's
judge.
Truly a good old boys club.
And so. I read about Sissy, your lawyer, when he got into it, it was because when he was a kid, all his Italian immigrant family members couldn't read documents and things, and they needed help, a lot of help, so that's why he became a lawyer.
There's more coming up.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month.
Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines. The largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News. Students, activists, and advocates are gathering in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Biden's decision to forgive some federal student loans. The president of the National Education Association, Rebecca Pringle, says the federal student loan forgiveness was desperately needed.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
People who make less than $125,000 a year are eligible to receive up to $10,000 in federal student loans forgiven. Tennis star Novak Djokovic says he won't compete in this year's U.S. Open. This comes as Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID-19 and can't travel to the United States as a result. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, download archives of the show, and so much more. All there completely free at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we're going to go back into more of your calls and thoughts. And if we get the chance, we'll get into the story about the FBI, where a majority of Americans now are now saying that the FBI is Joe Biden's personal Gestapo, which is good news.
The only thing I would change about that, let's not say Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. Just call them the Gestapo.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's like what I was telling you, what my dad thinks. Like, oh, we're just finding out a bunch of agencies colluded on the Trump thing. They all work together. They all have the same bosses.
Yeah, it's true. This is unfortunately still a political thing.
Yeah,
for
their bosses are not necessarily politicians either.
No, they change. They don't change, rather. When politicians change out, the bosses at the FBI and the bureaucrats, they're all still
the same. Who their bosses are probably aren't politicians either.
We go to more of your calls and thoughts, though. We got Jet on the line in Tennessee. Go ahead, Jet.
Well, I was calling in because I want to tell everybody that you guys are really all feds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Found us.
And I knew it. I knew it from the very beginning. I mean,
deep cover.
I just I just knew the way you were, you know, talking about these things and kind of slipping in the word government once in a while that you really did.
So Matt's a Mason.
That's right. I'm a Freemason.
Oh yeah, and Howard wrote that on a little. I don't know if Ian told you. He wrote it on a little spreadsheet of reasons that FTL
Free Talk Live is compromised or federal or whatever.
Oh, I'm a reason.
That's good. Awesome. I'm so happy that I'm.
Well, as you know,
relevant.
As you know, I do not recognize this thing we call government, and you should not also. I don't agree with their dictates that they call law because true laws never change, but they're always changing their mind. Now. I do, however, recognize this FBI, DHS, TSA, IRS, federal mafia gangs, you know, as mm-hmm. other humans who are violent and evil. So what I'm suggesting is you have to practice these references without the word government, like I said, the IRS mafia. I mean, people will figure it out. Otherwise, what I'm telling you is, what comes out of your mouth from that point on cuts you off at the knees. I just want you to understand, if you truly want freedom, you need to apply this wisdom I'm sharing. It's so simple. It's the idea that, you know, the beginning of this country, for example, they knew this thing called king, but they just said, hey, we don't recognize kings anymore. We don't mm-hmm. recognize this stuff. We are our own people. You're just another human, your poop stinks and all that stuff. So I'll give you the elevator speech real quick, and that is, people with titles are just other people, just other humans who have no more right to do anything that you or I may not do.
Ramen.
Oh, I totally agree.
Magical powers. They pretend to be your servants, yet you fear them. They say that they do the will of the people. Well, that's all BS. They tell us they're are your democratically elected representatives of the people's voice. So here's what I want to know. I want someone to show me where the majority of people wish to be taxed in their wages, their homes, their purchases, and bow down to a stranger's command. I just want to see where the majority of people feel that way, because otherwise they don't represent anybody.
Yeah, they represent a parasite class. They represent themselves. They represent an oligopoly of corporate masters that want to profit and control our every move. I mean, that's what they represent. And I think, though, if you put somebody to that question, Jet, they would have some sort of weaselly way of getting out of it, because while they personally don't want to be taxed, they'll say some sort of programmed thing like, but that's the price we have to pay for a civilized society.
And or tax the corporations.
Wealth of Nations author.
What's that?
That was that fellow who wrote Wealth of Nations, I think.
Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really nonsense. I just want people.
Well, there's a lot of brainwashing that has to be undone. And, you know, us saying these things, it's going to be just a drop in the bucket. I'm not saying we shouldn't and that we don't. We do, as I think, as much as we can be cognizant of it. And I certainly appreciate you calling in to give us gentle
MLM.
Gentle reminders about it. But, what we need to have happen, and what is happening now, here in New Hampshire, is liberty-minded people who understand the paradigm that you're talking about, understand that government is violence, the government is criminality, writ large. That's all it is. There's a big criminal gang, the world's most successful criminal gangs. And people who can express that publicly, not just Free Talk Live, but people running for office, somebody on a television show, you know, neighbors at a church cookout or whatever. The more people can hear this particular viewpoint, the more they'll come to identify with it, because ultimately...
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We need to think of, view them, speak of these people as evil gangs, just other humans who have no more right than you or I.
Yeah, you know, we have a piece of paper hanging on the wall in the studio here. It says, don't say government or government people. Say goons,
yeah,
tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia, gang, idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, or gang members.
Or evil monopoly.
It actually says, don't say government, say government people. Or... So government people is an alternative to government. Unfortunately, Mark poorly designed it because no one can read the small print in between some of those words.
That was my email that I sent him. Okay.
Oh, so you did that. And I thought Mark met.
Yeah, that's been hanging on the wall in here for as long as I've been coming.
It's been some years that that's been here. Yeah,
put together a spreadsheet that kind of said, okay, in this circumstance, calling this and that, and a little went down on the left-hand side. Yeah, the different titles, and then what they truly mean on the right hand side.
But this, it makes more, it's got more of an effect when you get enough people together, and that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire, and I just think it's so important to invite everybody that thinks like this, that wants to see things like independence, that wants to see more freedom, that you got to get together with like-minded people. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to cut it being anywhere else. I'm sorry. I mean, I wish there was another option for freedom, but there really isn't. Everything
unless
else...
you have a broadcast, then you...
It's not going to cut it. I mean, it's great that we're on the radio, but we're only on the radio in 190 places, and you know, we're not on live in a lot of spots, and we're on the middle of the night in some of those places. Not that I'm not grateful for
it. I think that Free Talk Live is great at getting people to come here. I feel like Free State Project probably would have failed by now without Free Talk Live.
If you think that freedom's going to catch on anywhere else in the United States, there's just no evidence for it.
Not unless it radiates out from here.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to prove that it works.
Just want to say I do appreciate you, feds. And
thanks, Jet. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight.
Great call.
Let's talk to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
Quickly, the government's the mafia, and we are the, you know, dry cleaner and butcher shop owners that the mafia walks around and collects the money from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just what it is.
It's what it is, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be what it is forever. What is can change, but what has to happen is people have to believe that change is possible. If you don't think it's possible, then it'll never happen.
You're wholly owned if you can't even imagine something different, because I just heard Mark Passio talking about this, and it stuck with me. It just, if you can't even use your own imagination because the government has gotten you to not be able to use it, mm-hmm. you're owned in every single sense of the word, because your imagination is where all your thoughts begin. You're mm-hmm. completely, literally mind-controlled if you can't imagine how we would function without government roads.
And that's where we're at right now with the whole secession thing, is there's a lot of people that they cannot imagine it, even though New Hampshire was its own nation before. We're just talking about going back to the old days, basically.
But
like
we need
animation.
A plan to make me feel better. We need to be absolutely sure that everything will work out, you know, 100% according to plan.
And centrally planned.
Jack, I know you wanted to make a point here. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. More with Jack in Washington State. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We get you in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. The number is 603-283-6160. And as always, you can take control of the airwaves here. And we saw the Rasmussen report on how many people in the United States think the FBI is the Gestapo.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up what you want. We'll get you in here in the remaining moments with you tonight. It's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
So we're going to try something new in, I don't know, less than a week from now. We have a theory that perhaps podcasting the full radio show has been holding us back. And what I mean by that is holding us back from growing the podcast. Your average podcast is not 2 hours in length. Ours is. And your average podcast isn't 7 days a week. Ours is. So we've got a 2 hour a day, 7 day a week podcast. A lot of people listen on 2x speed so they can get it through quicker. Most podcasts don't have that length. And maybe the kind of radio things we have to do where on the radio you've always got people tuning in. Right. Any moment somebody's getting in the car at the airport, they're turning the key and they're hearing us right then. So they don't know what we just finished talking about. So we always have to recap and reset. And that doesn't really work on a podcast, right? If it's a podcast, you know, nobody's just doing a needle drop in the middle of the show. They're listening from the beginning to the end, or hopefully to the end, but at the very least, they're listening from the beginning. So they don't need to know who we're talking to 10 times in a show or what the last topic was 3 times in an hour. So maybe if we cut some of that stuff out of the podcast, it would make it a little more lean, a little less time. Mm-hmm. So our friend Riley, who's been doing the Daily Digest for years, as just a volunteer thing, he's been getting donations from folks to support him, I hope. But he's been doing it for a very long time. We said to Riley, well, you know, how about if we started to pay you? And that way you're on a schedule and you're making this thing every single day and you're making it longer. Because he's been doing the digest, but they've been about a half an hour a piece. So now make it 45 minutes to an hour, somewhere in that range. So he's been cranking out some 45-minute ones recently.
Cool.
So they're a little bit longer now, but they're still, you know, roughly half or a little less than half the length of your typical episode of Free Talk Live. Now, we understand this is going to upset some people, and we've already gotten some emails from some longtime listeners who are like, hey, I like the full radio show. What are you doing this for? And, well, the idea is maybe if it's a more of a digestible thing that people can share easier and doesn't take as much time to invest in to listen to and won't turn people off because it's repetitive like the radio show is, maybe that'll lead to us having a bigger podcast. Maybe. I don't know.
We won't know until we try it out. So that's what we're going to do starting next week on the on September 1st is when we're going to throw that switch. And then that'll mean that the full two-hour-long radio show, which is, by the way, edited down from 3 hours. If you take the whole three-hour radio show, you cut out the commercial breaks, you cut out the news breaks, you get basically 2 hours of solid talk content. Those two-hour shows will still be available through the AMPS program. So if you are a member of our AMPS Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com, you get that with no recorded commercials in there at all. And that's what the AMPS have been getting for quite a long time, so that's not new for them. But if that's something that's really important to you, maybe you want to join the AMPS program. If not, then you can still get it by listening to us live from 7 to 10 at night every single night at freetalklive.com or on our video channel on Odyssey at video.freetalklive.com, which, of course, has archives, so you can always go back and get the full radio show that way. And we also have the live stream at listen.freetalklive.com that airs the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24 hours a day. It does it live for 3 hours and then runs that same show for the next 21 hours until the next live show. So there still are going to be ways to get the full radio show, but it's not just not going to be in our podcast is the idea. So we'll see if it works out. That's the news. Let's go back to Jack. He's in Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
So what were you saying before?
I was talking about something else, but I want to bring up Ukraine.
Yeah.
You guys, like, what is your opinion on that? I have a point, a question, but how do you guys kind of feel about it, your vibe with everything else going on in your life, the war, Russia, and Ukraine?
Well, which of y'all wants to start? Go
I don't think that the Ukrainian government is promoting democracy and needs to be defended from the Russians to protect democracy. I think the poor people of both sides... I feel bad for them. I don't think they should be fighting each other for their governments having some kind of issue. And I feel bad for the people in eastern Ukraine who want to secede but aren't being allowed to.
Matt?
I just repeat exactly what Bonnie said. I mean, I think that's not a word. I wouldn't change a single thing that Bonnie just said.
I will add to what Bonnie said about the whole democracy BS. You want to prove that they don't care about democracy? They banned the opposition party.
Yeah.
They literally banned it, and now they're starting to ban the speaking of Russian. And that is not a freedom-oriented place. They're not freedom fighters. No. I mean, that is, aside from the whole Nazi thing,
I was
which
say
is
that.
Also a legitimate concern, that there are Nazis running the government there. I mean, government's bad as is. It's a bunch of thugs, but now you've got a Nazi government.
On Zelensky's official Instagram page, there's a picture of this guy. It wasn't Zelensky, and he was wearing some kind of militaristic shirt, and he had a symbol for a specific division of the SS, not from Nazi Germany, on his shirt. It was Zelensky's official Instagram
page.
And
did you actually go to his official page to verify that
was
true?
I just saw somebody else post it.
Okay. You gotta check those, because it could be
fake. I have Instagram off my phone, because I don't like wasting my time.
Like, it's believable that could be true, but yeah, it's always good to check those things. But that said, there have been plenty of verified Nazis there.
It's like a new world order thing going on, and they're the mafia, and Ukraine was a bookie. And now it's all coming home to roost.
Well, I think it's also worth pointing out Vladimir Putin is also a bad guy. The Russian government are also bad guys. These are a bunch of, as is typical with war, you're dealing usually with a bunch of bad guys having themselves a spat over some sort of petty thing like territory or whatever.
They're just mafias.
If it's true what Putin says, and it may not be because he's a politician, but if it's true their position is that the Donbass region declared independence in 2014 and it was not recognized by the Ukrainian government. And it should have been allowed to happen. If this is truly all over a failed secession attempt or an unrecognized secession attempt, then maybe this could have been prevented by the Ukrainian government simply allowing those people to go their own separate way.
Yep.
So,
and then my main point I want to make is, and I dare any one of you to do some hard research to find some actual of these war crimes that do not look staged. There's a train. I follow all of them, all the mafia newscasters from Ukraine, so I can look at it. And there's a train that said got bombed yesterday. You can find it on Twitter. The grass on the train is green. But everything's rusty. I mean, it's so ridiculously obvious.
Wait. So what's going on?
It looks staged.
Oh, look. Yeah, well, I honestly think that I think a lot of what we're seeing in the news is, they call me conspiracy theorist, go for it. People have been doing it for 25 years. But I think a lot of what we've seen in the news for a long time has been absolutely soundstage produced, production level Hollywood garbage. Sandy Hook, like, I don't doubt that this stuff is literally fake.
That's the opinion of Matt Rich.
I was about to say, say what you think about Sandy Hook so you can get sued. But
yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I forgot this happened to Alex Jones, right?
Yep.
So I don't doubt it for a second. I have no doubt about that. And I also think that a lot of the opposition voices, quote unquote opposition voices, that we're reading on Facebook and stuff are probably just well programmed bots. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they're actually people.
There was a ton of fake stuff coming out when the first when the invasion first happened, or the alleged invasion first happened. Oh, so much fake stuff. There was footage from a video game that was getting passed around. There was footage from 7 years ago in Ukraine that was getting passed around as though it was fresh. They would, like, flip it or crop it.
It's psychological warfare.
Yeah, it's just psychological warfare. And both sides are telling lies. Thank you, Jack, for the call. I appreciate it.
Bots, I think that's a lot of what the bad opinions about crypto are on Twitter. They're, like, people that don't make any sense, and they just say, like, S coins are bad and Bitcoin is the only way. And if you go to their account, they have like one follower and they just post about Bitcoin being the only way all the time, only in weird sentences like that. Yeah, I could totally see them using bots to get American people to think it's cool to be pro-Ukraine.
Rasmussen asked a few questions, relatively short survey, only four questions, and the fourth question was, do you agree or disagree with this statement? There is, quote, a group of politicized thugs at the top of the FBI who are using the FBI as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo, unquote. 34% strongly agree with that statement. 19% somewhat agree with it, so that's a total of 53% that agree with that statement. 10% somewhat disagree, 26% strongly disagree, and 10% are not sure. It breaks down in a lot of cases on political lines, right? So Democrats tend to trust the FBI right now, and the Republicans tend to not trust the FBI right now. That's what this really kind of washes out as. But that said, it is interesting. We have seen a larger number of people becoming skeptical, at the very least, towards the FBI. And, of course, they have a long history of being used for political purposes. This is not anything new. It goes all the way back to Martin Luther King. But to anybody out there that has had their eyes opened recently, don't just stop digging here. Keep looking.
It goes back further than Martin Luther King. It goes way back into the Hoover era. That was a hit organization from day one.
And look at the police state in general. It's not just a problem with the FBI. It's a problem with all policing, centralized authority, monopoly services on violence, which is basically all the government police are.
Cops are bastards.
All time. Out of time tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to irs.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.